On Fridays, we offer a digest of what the critics are saying about new movie releases. It's compiled by the online magazine Slate, and here is Mark Jordan Legan with Summary Judgment.
It's Labor Day weekend, and the movie studios are looking through their summer beach bags to see what films are left lying under the sunscreen and water wings. First up in wide release is the sports drama Crossover, where a college basketball player must decide whether he should play in a big underground streetball game to help out an old friend. Anthony Mackie stars. The nation's critics want this film to take 50 laps around the gym. Variety groans, a ludicrous soap opera with poor dramatic moves. The Arizona Republic complains that Crossover fouls out in the first half, and the Associated Press warns it's all flash and no fundamentals. Next up in limited release is yet another remake of the classic story Lassie. Since a young Liz Taylor starred in Lassie Come Home in 1943, dozens of versions have been made, along with the extremely popular television show from the 1950s. This time around, the stellar British cast is led by Peter O'Toole, Samantha Morton, and Lassie the Ninth.
They're taking her away tomorrow, to Scotland.
Where's that?
Long, long way, Joe. Much farther than you'll ever travel, even if you live to be 100. So let it go, eh? Maybe when times are better, we'll get another dog.
I don't want another dog, do I? I never want another dog.
The critics really like this old dog and want to pat its soft belly. The Chicago Tribune finds Lassie lovingly crafted and genuinely moving. The New York Times says the film balances cruelty and tenderness, pathos and humor without ever losing sight of its youngest audience members. And The Hollywood Reporter pants a heartwarming and moving adventure that does excellent justice to the classic character. And we close with the wide-release action thriller Crank. Jason Statham, who has starred in the Transporter films and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, plays a hitman who must keep his adrenaline flowing to keep a lethal dose of poison from reaching his heart. Sounds like no medical consultants were used during the making of this film. Amy Smart also stars.
Look at the sun, it starts with E.
England?
Very funny, no. Some kind of artificial adrenaline.
Artificial adrenaline?
Yeah. Got heart problems.
Epinephrine.
Yes, epinephrine.
Now, Crank was not made available for this nation's critics, but in England, where the film has already opened, it's been genuinely greeted as a fun popcorn movie. The BBC shouts it's an amped-up thriller that plays like Speed without the bus. Real Film cheers, engaging and thoroughly over the top. And Film Focus giggles, ridiculously, incomprehensively, undeniably cool. Pure cinema heaven. Hey, if it makes money, watch out for the sequel, Cranky, where he's injected with a drug that turns him into a cranky old man who keeps yelling at the neighborhood kids to get off my lawn. Keep it down. People are trying to nap. Realistic, yet truly disturbing.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.